at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Eric had to melt down the bathroom to Colleen and get it on tape.
No, I
had a complete meltdown.
Yeah, in the bathroom, right?
Okay. I'm 5'9", and this urinal isn't made for me.
Funnybone Omaha.com. See Eric Myers, his feature actor, Brenter Hune. Brent will be in here tomorrow with Eric. Good show through Saturday, by the way. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Facebook's out there. The Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Alexa has the podcast. Craig Evans with us. And Eric spent, what, 3 minutes in the bathroom? You got 20 more left today.
I'm trying to shave down my time. I'm almost like an Olympic athlete.
Yeah, trying to shave it down.
I can be in and out in 11 seconds.
Shave it down.
Yes. I just strip completely naked, run in, run out. I'm out there.
Good.
Easy breezy. Sorry for that image. Okay. Enjoy your breakfast, home listeners. I was about to say home viewers.
Home listeners. We're big with the shut-ins.
If you're on the ham radio.
We're big with the shut-ins.
You are.
Yeah.
You're the number one show.
Shut-ins
for invalids.
Show, right,
yeah.
Right.
Turn on Todd and Tyler. Hand me my bucket to pee in.
Well, we got some of those guys. I guarantee that. I know we got those listeners.
The bucket peers?
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole group.
The old bucket peers love the show, man.
They love the show.
We are celebrating National Picnic Month.
I know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot.
Yeah. Why not last month?
Fall, spring, somewhere where it's enjoyable to be outside.
That's better picnic weather.
It is hot.
When's the last time you had a picnic?
What do you consider a picnic?
Well, that was you put stuff in a basket.
That's what
and
I say,
you and the family go to the park and
never
you,
with the family.
Leave your blanket out. And
that sounds like that sounds
so. It's not just eating outside.
Y'all play outside.
That's an early dating situation.
Well, eating outside.
It's not
is,
eating outside away from home.
Yeah. That's homelessness, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's camping.
Yeah, that's camping.
No,
that's not a picnic.
So you can't even have a picnic table involved here.
Yeah, you
just,
can.
Just
it's
a
called,
blanket.
It's called a picnic table, so it should be allowed to be called.
I'm just going by what Todd said.
Yeah, but if. If I'm
it's called a picnic table, and if it's in a park and it's a picnic table and you bring in your basket, that is a picnic. You don't have to be on the ground to be a picnic.
I had one in mid-June.
There you go.
I
was in Spokane, and my friends, we packed a picnic lunch.
A picnic.
We went into the forest, and we found a table somewhere and had a nice little...
Okay. That's a picnic.
Yes.
Okay, I think we took the family to an amusement park a couple of summers ago.
I'm not counting that.
Well, no, but we left the park, went out. We had packed along food and stuff to go and sit at a picnic table and eat lunch.
That's a picnic.
And then go back into the park so that we didn't have to spend $80 on a slice of pizza.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, okay, but you actually left the amusement park.
Well, yeah, we had to go back. We had to leave to go back out to the car.
Went to a separate area. Well, that's a picnic.
There was a little shelter with picnic tables.
Right. To me, when I'm eating outside while I'm camping, that's camping. That's just part of camping. I'm not having a picnic.
Every meal is a picnic.
I think you have to be at a picnic table or on a blanket, and it has to be just that meal, and you're not sleeping in that area.
I think we're narrowing it down. Right.
We need to define picnic. The term is being thrown around.
Way too easy.
Food has to come out of a wicker basket.
Yes.
It has to.
Yes.
To be an official picnic.
How about a rolly cooler?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Now we're getting crazy.
No.
Is it an... I don't know.
It counts, but the picnic basket is actually...
If it's on a blanket, an official blanket,
right.
Then yes.
Yeah.
But if you're standing up, then
who the hell even owns a picnic basket anymore?
They sell those now.
I know.
They sell those.
My wife has one.
Who buys
them? Expensive ones, yeah.
Yeah, that's the
with
gift.
Wine in them and everything. Yeah, the glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
That's the gift that you get. Somebody gives you that, and then you leave. They leave, and you go, what the hell am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
Why'd they give me a damn picnic basket?
You're going to go in the backyard and open it up.
If you don't like my gift, just you could tell me. You don't have to do it over the radio. Jesus. Merry Christmas. Whatever.
I appreciate the
give
sentiment.
My basket
when I'm eating outside, the food I get while I'm camping comes out of a grocery bag and a cooler.
Yeah, this is a picnic, though. So happy picnic day, Craig.
Picnic month.
Thank you.
A month?
Oh, yeah, you got the month.
The whole month of July is picnic month.
It's a hot month.
That one probably could have waited till the 27th.
It's like 95 every day. I'm not going outside for a picnic.
Who names these months? Every month is something.
I know.
Can months be multiple things?
Every day is something.
Craig does them all the time.
They have like a Friends Day.
Yeah.
And they had like Hallmark card. I'm like, who's giving like Happy Friends Day? Let's do something.
Brian Rieger's been tweeting out national days, and they're funny because he's just funny anyway. Obviously,
of course,
he says today is something day, and he makes one as Brian Rieger comments. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What is today? Is today
something? Don't know. Just search Brian Regan and check it out. If he's done
today
it yet.
Is All American Pet Photo Day.
Oh yeah.
No, yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
So show me your,
today is
show
national
me your dog.
Today's National Mojito Day.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
We talked about that.
Oh,
we
I didn't know it was All American Pet Photo. So can
what does
you,
that mean?
Like if it's a German Shepherd, we don't want to see your pictures.
No,
because can't do it.
It's
American. It's
pets.
An American yeah. German.
American.
It's National Cheer Up the Lonely Day. I let that go.
National Cheer Up the Lonely.
No, or Tackle the Lonely Guy yesterday. Yeah,
that was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was National Tackle the Lonely Dude Day.
Yeah, they're back to back.
Well, we cheer up the lonely 5 days a week.
Yes, we do.
And you do it three or four, sometimes more.
Yeah.
It is also National Blueberry Muffin Day.
All right.
Well, of course. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Like a good blueberry muffin.
But you're one of those comedians now that doesn't do Sundays, right? You've gotten to that point?
Well, they don't do any worse Sundays.
So that's one less day of cheering people up.
Well, most clubs don't do Sunday shows.
They don't do Sundays anymore.
Really?
But I'll do any day.
Yeah.
I'll do it right now. Yeah. I have a whole 20-minute bit on Blueberry
Sunday
Day.
Now.
Yeah. What's up with Blueberry Day? Am I right?
It is also National Rainier Cherry Day.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
That's why there's a day for it.
What's your Rainier Cherry?
It should probably be National Rainier Cherry Awareness Day.
Is that a red cherry or a black cherry?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's not the maraschino. What is it? The maraschino cherry?
Well, that's not a Rainier cherry.
I just saw
does
that.
Do they have a day?
Is it black or red?
Yes.
A red.
Okay.
What is a Rainier cherry?
Rainier cherry. It's a part of Washington. Mount Rainier.
Oh, that's right.
It's in that region.
Got it.
Oh, it's not the fruit vegetable? I'm an idiot.
It is a regional cherry.
Oh!
Yeah.
And I need to research these.
You can go to Western Washington and buy them at fruit stands on the roadside.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year.
So, Craig, when somebody asks you that question again, don't give them the days.
I'm going to.
No, don't, please.
Yeah. Well.
I blame Eric.
I'm sorry. I want to know.
He'll do one day and we don't do any more. It sucks.
I didn't know it was like 93 things.
There's always a bunch.
It's Blueberry Muffin Day, Rainier Cherry Day.
Yeah.
Can I have my own day? How do you get an official day?
Well, we can just call you that.
Most of them aren't really official. They just throw them into the hat and...
All you got to do is post it online, and it becomes a fact.
Today you register it a couple places. And, hey, it's...
Okay, next July 11th, we'll call it Eric Myers Day. And we'll forget, and our listener will let us know next year.
They will.
Yeah, it could be Eric with a K Day.
Eric
with
Myers.
A K Day.
Yeah.
And I'm registered at Walgreens. At the pharmacy.
At the pharmacy.
These pills is expensive.
Yesterday was Greg Morton's birthday.
Was it Greg?
Oh, I love Greg.
Yeah, and I just texted him, who's taller?
Did you really?
And left
funny.
It at that.
That's funny.
He's on America's Got Talent
yes,
this
he
season,
is.
Isn't he?
He's doing really
good
well.
For him, man.
Is that still going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he made it through last night again.
Oh, he did?
He should.
Okay.
He's like,
okay. And these are, new shows.
Yes.
Yep.
Not reruns. Yep.
No, they're new.
No, I think I just saw the preview last night. I think he's coming up. Next week or the following.
Because I thought they'd be like a highlight, a recap show.
They did once.
A couple of weeks ago.
They did the week of the 4th.
All right.
Yeah.
I normally don't care about that show, but
I do
Greg
not,
Morton is
well,
doing
because
well.
Because of Morton, because
we know Greg.
We've known Greg 20 years. He's a funny dude, man.
Well, he's a great guy.
And a good guy.
He's a nice guy.
Just a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Them Canadians, so polite.
Yeah, they are.
Lamar Odom. Apparently not going to make it in the Big Three League. He was signed to a team.
Yeah, I've seen that. Our old friend Nancy Lieberman coaches one of those teams.
Yeah, who's she coach?
She coaches the, I had it tipped my tongue earlier. She coaches a team with the Birdman on it. I know that.
Yeah, these are all guys.
I read a whole big article about Nancy, and she was an old friend of ours back
then. Haven't been out of the league for that long.
No, they're right. They're guys late 30s, early 40s, yeah.
So Lamar's out just because he can't play.
Yeah, these guys
are not ready to play.
No, these guys are still in shape. It's 3-on-3 half court, but they're still in shape. You're right.
Yeah, and Lamar's had other issues.
Yeah, he almost
died. From which he had to recover. And he just wasn't ready. He played a little bit here and there, got 2-4 points. But
Nancy is the head coach of the Power in the Big Three, and they won the championship last year.
Last year, right?
That's right. Saw a picture in some sports publication.
She's great.
Might have been SI.
Yeah.
She looks
really
good.
No, it's
really
a great
good.
Article on her, too.
So he was laser focused on getting back into shape and getting in this league.
He probably flunked the drug test.
Ain't going to make it.
Full of coke.
Fake news.
What?
Scientists say they've identified the earliest evidence of humans outside of Africa.
Jesus put them there, right?
They estimate the chunk of a skull found in a cave in southern Greece is at least 210,000 years old.
Not possible. Earth's only 6,000 years old, Craig.
That makes it 16,000 or more years older than the previous earliest human fossil find.
Ooh.
Maybe this is Adam.
No, because this is outside of Africa.
Uh-oh.
If the age of the skull piece is verified, it could prove that humans began migrating from Africa much earlier than scientists have thought before now.
I love scientists.
I don't think any self-respecting Christian would believe that life began in Africa.
No way.
Everything started right here in America.
In a white neighborhood.
Yep.
That's where it started. Picking on the white guy again, Craig, with that story.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Taylor Swift, the highest paid celebrity of 2019. She earned $185 million over the last year.
Wow. Whoa.
Unbelievable, the kind of cash.
Kylie Jenner earned $170 million. She's number two.
I'm a distant third.
Yeah, you are.
Very distant. Yeah. I'm
87. Kanye is number three, or number four, I should say, following Eric. Kanye brought in $150 mil.
Whoa.
That's your top three.
But Kylie did it without any music.
No, she just owned her products, right? Yeah.
So they all musicians now, they just make money from touring, right? Because
mostly.
Nobody buys.
Well, Kanye's got a clothing thing probably too, doesn't he? Something like
that. Yeah, he's got to deal with Adidas.
Nobody's listening to that. Yeah. Nobody's going to see Kanye live.
Well, did you see the piece in Rolling Stone? About the classic rock artists. They make the majority of their money touring
now. They have
now.
To, yeah.
Billy Joel hasn't put out an album since the early 90s.
Not a pop album, no.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of these guys haven't put out. Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks even said, yeah, we could put out a new album. It would be great. No one cares.
Nobody.
They just want to hear the hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one wants to hear your new
so
stuff.
So we make money touring.
Yeah.
In the list of the highest paid celebrities of 2019, number four, number six, number seven, they're all soccer players.
Yeah, that's worldwide. They make a lot of money.
Ooh.
Is it Messier?
Messi.
Messi.
Ronaldo, yep. And Neymar.
And Pele.
No.
And Kyle Rowe Jr.
Now,
no chicks? So unfair.
Well, these are all those guys that play in the Euro League.
These are professional Euro League guys.
Still, they should let chicks in that professional league.
Women don't like you, Todd, right now. I saw a few emails. You hate the ladies to them.
Now, this list seems a little odd because it's the list of the highest paid celebrities. However, and you'll see my point here, at number eight on the list of highest paid celebrities is the Eagles.
Well, they're celebrities, but they're also a rock band.
That's a band.
It is a band.
That's a touring act.
A touring act. Yeah. Making
not a
still.
Single celebrity.
No, you're right. It is kind of weird.
Right. They need to individual by individual.
Just do bands.
That means but separately, they're not going to make any money. I mean,
no.
They're
but they're one entity, and they obviously make a fortune. These guys still do.
Together.
When they do tour, right, yeah. Together they do, right, yeah.
And let me address the ladies for just a second, because they're obviously only talking to you. They don't come to me.
I'm not talking about this.
They don't come to me
about
this.
Side. You're the one who brought it back up. I don't want to discuss it anymore.
No, this is not about being misogynistic or anything. This is simply about business. I am all for equality.
Answer that email to that guy, then. Was that a girl? One email.
Oh, that was a dude.
Yeah.
And he was wrong.
No.
Because Todd's got the mic and he can determine that.
No, that's more than that.
The guy has some good points.
It's a good thing no one else in this room does that.
True.
Yeah. Nobody else does that.
At number nine on the list of the world's highest paid celebrities is Dr. Phil.
Wow.
God, he's worthless.
No, he made that 95 mil last year.
Apparently he's worth a lot.
Yeah, that's worth.
He sells crap to crap, you know. My wife tapes that show, and I'll walk past when she's watching it.
Now he's
and
also
we could give the exact same advice, but we're not folksy.
He's on Oprah's network too, so that's extra.
But we're
money
not
right
folksy.
There.
Eric gave that same advice.
You can't build a barn without a horse.
Here's
so
95.
You need to go to rehab. What?
Thank you, Ross Perot.
No, he has guys on and that beat their women up, and he tells them you shouldn't beat her up, and you shouldn't stay with them.
Right? He's got the same little catchphrases that Ross Perot had that we were talking about too.
Yeah. Can I finish?
Right. Yeah, he does.
Can
do that
I
crap.
Finish?
He does do that crap.
You can't have the cows running over the chickens all over the barn.
That's you can't it. Roost the rooster without the gooster. Well, yeah, just nothing can be made.
That's
sense.
What he says.
As yeah. long as you're passionate.
And
about
his wife holds his hand. They walk off the set. It's lame.
Yes.
It's so lame. That part is so lame.
Does she do that at the end of every show?
Yes. Every right. show. He walks over to the.
She pops up out of the front row, and they walk off
holding
into
hands.
The
yeah, because
stage
she
light.
Has to be on camera. Yeah, that's why.
She has to be on camera? Okay. Is that part of the deal?
It's lame. It's so lame.
Because she's got her own product line.
Yes, she does.
What does she right. have?
She sells
got
crap.
Some serum, you know? Cream, whatever.
I love when Dr. Phil did like weight loss. And I was
he never lost any weight.
Dude, you're not in good shape. You're famous, but the cover of the book had him like running in a suit.
Yeah.
And I was like, where are you running to? The buffet?
And then he tells him to go home because him and Ron White are going to go drink a bunch of scotch.
Right.
Yeah.
Does he have a show still on TV, Dr. Phil?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Every day.
Every freaking day, man.
Yep. Syndicated all
it's brutal.
Across the country.
It's brutal.
Where do you find these people to
they're,
be on
and
this show?
And people are not good people. They're usually, there's one good person out of the three sitting there usually, but, you know, the daughter's a whore who hates her mom and does drugs and shoots up. And it's just all horrible stuff. And sure. we would all say the same advice. Stay away from her. He's bad. Yeah. Break up. Yeah. Move on with your life. But yeah. but he's folksy.
He's what folksy.
And we can't offer them a free trip to L.A.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They get to stay in the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
And all I got to do is talk about what a piece of white trash I am to Dr. Phil.
And that's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
It's just white trash TV.
At least Jerry Springer was funny.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. It was funny.
And Jerry Springer, we interviewed Jerry Springer. He called this show 30 times over the years, yeah. maybe more than that. And he always just joked about, they pay me to do this. These people are so stupid. I don't care.
He knew it was stupid.
Of course he did.
But Phil is acting like these people.
He's helping people.
Because he's got the degree.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, every time I smoke crack, I get arrested. What should I do? I don't think you should smoke crack.
Right.
Good idea.
That was
like,
the
thanks,
difference.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, now there's got to be a better. There's got to be a better solution than that.
Or just smoke more crack, and maybe you'll outrun the police. Either one. Yes.
Jerry never took it seriously.
Never.
Jerry didn't care.
He knew what it was.
He would laugh on. Yeah. He would laugh on our show about.
And
that.
Dr. Phil may not have at first, but he's at the point now where I'm sure he believes his own BS.
Oh yeah.
He believes he's really helping.
I didn't remember Letterman hammering him for years for that.
Yeah.
The same crap we're saying right here.
Those self-help books. It's like, don't you want to meet the authors and be like, let's see a day into your life. Do you really have it all together? Right. My one friend is a dating coach, and his YouTube channel blew up. And if you knew this guy, I was like, you're a dating coach online, and he's making bank. People call him an hour session. And
is he dating anyone himself?
Honey, that's a whole nother show. That is a whole nother – I won't even say nothing about that one. But it'd be like me giving out like pickup lines. So, like, when's the last time anyone had sex with you? And I'm like, well, 25 years ago. But I swear they work. It's like, no. It's like him. But these people call – I swear to God, these people call up and they're like, my girlfriend broke up with me. She's blocked me on Facebook, Instagram. She changed her name, moved. She's with a new husband. They have kids. It's not over. You can get her back. I know it's been 25 years, and she's in the witness relocation program. You have to be – chase her.
He does
chase
that.
Her. It's,
he
it's,
does that and sucks them in.
You tell people what they want to hear.
Right.
And they'll pay you for it. People are so devastated after a breakup, they just want to hear it's not over.
Oh, you're right.
That's all they want to hear.
You're right. They all do.
There's a glimmer
and
of
and he's getting
hope.
Paid for that.
Bro.
Bank.
Because it's like, more people watch YouTube every 5 minutes than every TV channel combined. He's getting people from Australia. And I mean, these aren't – he's got models, doctors, attractive, successful, intelligent people. It's not like some guy in a basement like, no one talks to me.
Does he have a good demeanor to him, obviously?
He's very good on camera. He does have a master's degree in psychology.
Got it. So he knows how to. Oh, he knows how to work people.
But he has a master's degree in psychology. You look at these videos, but then he'll talk to me and be like, "Tiffany didn't call me last week. What should I?" I'm like, "You're coming to me for advice." That'd be like coming to me for like stock tips. I'm like, obviously, I have no money, and I'm the last person you should talk to, and I don't even know what the stock market is or how it works. Like, I'm an idiot. Why are you asking me? I don't know. You want to know how to write fart jokes? I can tell you that.
All right, go see Eric and his fart jokes tonight.
Yes.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Eric Myers will be back with us tomorrow along with Brent Terhune.
If we make it out of the bagel shop.
Oh, that's
ooh,
right. You're going to start go viral today at the bagel shop, right?
They're throwing down at the bagel bin.
Why are these holes too small? That's the bit. Remember that.
Am I ever going to hear the end of that?
Nope.
I'm going to see you next year and be like, why are the holes so small? Can we edit that part out?
That will go viral. Eric Myers Day today, by the way, July 11th.
Happy Eric Myers Day.
Yeah. Remind me in a year.
I will.
Yeah, we're
not
all
you.
Over
some,
that.
No, some listener will remind us. We'll forget.
But we'll know when it's Rainier Cherry Day. Yeah, yeah. That is also Eric Meyer Day.
Yeah, we share a birthday.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Eric. Thanks, bud. See you in the morning.
Thanks for having me.
I'm all for equality.
Yes, you are.
Let the record show.
You're not a sexist.
Not at all.
You're not at all. At least on the air. No, he's not. He's not a sexist. Come on back. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not coming back next.
See you then.
See you then.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.